This is Kelly Henderson, and you are listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. This week, my guest is mother-daughter boss babe duo Melissa Schleicher and Hunter Primo. I have known Melissa for years as a freelance hair and makeup artist. I mean, she has worked with everyone in Nashville, including Carrie Underwood, Alan Jackson, Brad Paisley, Lisa Marie Presley, Leanne Womack. I honestly could keep going on for days because she's been doing it for over 20 years. But Melissa has now started what I like to call a glam empire with her salons Parlor 3, Barber 3, Hunter Page, and now she even just started a new event space. Her daughter Hunter is a businesswoman in her own right at a very young age. Hunter is the founder and content creator behind HunterPrimo.com, a fashion and lifestyle blog based on her life here in Nashville. The ladies gave me some really great business advice based off of the lessons they've both learned along the way about being your own boss, knowing when to let go, and the importance of staying true to your brand. I even went back and took notes because I loved so much of what they had to say. Here's our conversation. Okay, so I feel like you have basically a glam empire now.
Oh, Lordy.
But it really is. So you've done hair and makeup for 20 years now?
Oh, gosh, probably longer than that. Hunter, you're 26.
So.
Wow. So even before that. But I would say probably in the music business, probably...
Well, no, getting closer to 30 because...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh, please don't say that.
You know, I've been doing it for a few years when I was born.
Wow. Yeah.
But I would say more in the music business when Hunter was little. So yeah. I started more with artists and stuff when you were probably like two.
And so by music business, you do what I do. We're freelance. Yes. And so you work with people like Carrie Underwood, yep. Alan Jackson, Brad Paisley, Rascal Flatts, Leanne Womack. I mean, I feel like I could go on forever.
It started a long time ago. That's who I worked with. But now, like, as I'm getting older, I'm like, oh, okay. I've been there, done that. Totally. I used to work. I would come off the road with one person and go with the next. And I just can't do that anymore.
No, it's exhausting.
And so I just work with Carrie now.
Okay, so you're just traveling with Carrie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't do that also because you have these three other businesses that are booming. I mean, like, hello, would you want to lose your mind?
I think it's up to four now.
Four? Wait, what's the four?
Well, no. Okay, so we have Parlor 3, which is the first.
Hair salon.
Hair salon.
Yes.
10 years ago, almost.
Was it 10 years ago?
It'll be 10 years coming up.
Oh, my God. Okay. I had no idea.
It was my senior year of high school because she was worried about me leaving and not having anything to do.
So basically, that's why I did it because she was leaving me.
You needed a hobby.
Child, and she's leaving me. So I'm like, let's open a business.
It started as a makeup store. Like, she originally wanted a makeup store, and she had the upstairs, and then she found...
think of us makeup artists.
Yeah.
We didn't have anywhere to go buy good makeup.
There really isn't.
So I was like, oh... I want to open a makeup store.
Makes sense
to me. And then they had a bigger space available. And so she
turned into... And I'm easily talked into things.
Right. Before you know it, it's a whole nother business.
I was busy with freelance, but I wanted a makeup. I just wanted that extra, like, as you know, we might not have work for 2 months.
Yeah. So you have to plan.
You don't know.
I mean, you have to have a side hustle.
You have to have a side hustle.
Yep.
And I would just be like, well, here we go. I put my house up. To open that business.
Did you really?
Sure did.
Wow.
Put my house up and was like, here we go. And we didn't even have the rent to pay the first month that opened it. And it was like, you know, we know all these hairdressers in Nashville.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, I'm thinking about opening a salon because there's all this space downstairs.
Yeah.
And then my friends were like, I'll work for you. I was like, okay, let's do this. And then the makeup store ended up being there, but then the salon, and it just...
Yeah.
It just... trickled on.
And then Barber 3.
And now you have
and then Barber 3.
How many years later?
Barber 3 opened, it's about going on 5 years.
Okay.
And that's cool because now the guys have a place to go that's not so, like, glam.
Right. Like, when you walk in Parlor 3, you know, it's a girl's place.
It is.
It's a girl's spot.
I want people to feel like they're sitting in their living room, like, hanging out.
Yes.
When they're in the salon. It's not very stuffy.
No,
but
it's
cozy. But
then
my husband's like, we need a barbershop.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I get to decorate again. And, he's like, just no crystal chandelier. I said, I got this.
Right.
And so then I had fun decorating that because that was like my men's place.
It's a whole new place.
Whole
you have the barbershop, and then now you have Hunter Page too.
Yes.
Which, so is this, it's not a blowout bar, but
that's
it's like...
That's not Hunter's salon. Everybody thinks
how's your salon?
It is named after your daughter, Hunter.
Yes.
But
it's
a lot of, like, wedding parties, and what kind of stuff happens at Hunter Page?
So, Parlor 3, we have assistants that go through the whole program.
Okay.
Well, when they get done, we don't want to lose them.
Oh.
So that's when we started going, okay, we need another place to have these great assistants, because we're
right.
putting all this time and money into these amazing girls.
To training
guys.
Mm-hmm. Who would have to turn them away.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it was kind of like, oh gosh, we're really doing this. But we had a huge wedding business.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of hard when you got brides going into Parlor 3 and then there might be, you never know who's going to be sitting in the chair. And then somebody's, you know, walking around with their wedding dress. It was some crazy stories.
There was a boudoir shoot happening full on in the salon.
My husband walks in on it.
Of course. Lucky day that you showed up.
There, right? Yeah. He goes, just saying, there's a girl laying on your antique
like,
dresser.
There's a naked girl. And we're like, oh, but she's no in a robe. Like, no, she was naked.
What? I was like, wait. So now let's.
So that was her final straw with weddings at Parlor 3. Yes. So she was like, we're going to put these over at 100
feet. So now they have their own space. Yes. Yeah. Okay, I see why you did that.
So we did that. And then
it's a full service salon during the week.
It's a full service salon. So we just say, you know, there's some girls that have been there for 4 years.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
It's Parlor's sister salon.
Got it. Okay.
So, and it gives these young girls a great opportunity to come out of Parlor already making great money, too.
So what's the fourth business?
Well, she has the collection, which is like a spa suite. So there's like lashes and aesthetic services.
Yes. Oh, okay. So and this is kind of just, where you start. Where
it's
originally
all in a
started
one
with
block.
That.
All in a
yeah.
Block.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
All walkable. You
yeah.
Know? And then under Hunter Page, it came available
a few months ago.
And I'm like, how can I? Because they talked about putting a gym down there. I was like, wait, we're not going to have any parking.
Oh,
what
right.
What am I going to put down here? So we did 200 hair makeup for weddings last year.
Oh
we
my
did
God.
Weddings. So I was like, okay, well, so it's going to be a wedding venue.
It's more of an event space. So like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then what? Oh, and then, there's also booth rental for, stylists down there.
Okay.
Too. So
I mean, maybe it's like six or seven.
Yeah.
Now. She has an agency.
I'm not doing anymore right now. Like I'm done.
You're right. I believe that when I see it that you're just like me. I just keep on taking more and more and more and more. But I love the hustle, and this is like what's so inspiring to me about your story. And we were talking a little bit about this before, but you've always talked about like you don't necessarily advocate for doing it the way that you have, but you didn't finish high school.
I didn't.
So how in the world have you gotten from that to where you are now?
I don't know. I mean, I quit high school the end of my 10th grade year.
So what happened there?
I just always knew I did not like school.
Okay.
My dad was a school teacher.
Yeah.
Like it was a Same. Real thing, you yeah. know? And I was like, this is not for me. I wanted to do hair.
You just knew.
I knew. I mean, all my Barbies, I was the only child. I had every Barbie ever made. All their hair. I had like magic markers or liquid eyeliner. Like every Barbie had its hair. I could not wait to cut its hair as soon as I got my Barbie.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, and then the kids in the neighborhood, I would cut their hair. At yeah. 10 years old.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
So you just for always have done hair
always.
And makeup. That
I
was
love
your
it.
Thing. So you quit high school.
Quit high school. Went to beauty school.
You did go to beauty school.
I did pay for your own, didn't you?
And my dad made me pay for beauty school.
How in the world as a high schooler do you pay
so
for that?
So you get a loan.
Okay.
He signed my loan.
Got it.
And then didn't you like, work at a bar or something for a minute too? Okay,
was that legal?
Probably not.
I don't think I was supposed to, but
I love that Hunter is actually giving us all the behind the scenes. Yes.
Hunter knows it all.
Yeah.
Like, but so I had to pay my way through, you know, and I worked as the like in a tanning bed, you know, but yeah. my dad's like, if you're going to do this, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, you just
like,
got to figure
okay,
it out.
You know what? I'm so glad I did that, that he did that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because that made me like, all right.
My parents used to always say, like, we're building character because they would make me do stuff that other kids didn't have to do. Oh, yeah. And I hated it at the time. But I know it's why I know how to work now.
It is.
You know what I mean? So when you go to beauty school and then you get out, like, was the hustle always there to do more than just work in a salon and, like, build your own thing?
I think so. I mean, I went straight to work in a salon. I think I was, was I 17 or 18? I was already out of beauty school
yeah.
by the time people were graduating, when I was supposed to graduate.
Right.
I did hair. I didn't love doing hair behind the chair.
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to be in the same place all the time. So
yeah.
That's probably where all this is came from.
Yes.
And then do you remember, it's not glamour shots, but it was expressions and photography.
Oh, wow. Well, I remember glamour shots.
Okay. So like that.
That's where
I
you
did hair and makeup at the, not at the mall. It was at my salon, but they would send these girls in and I got paid good money back then. Like
really?
For, like back then that was like, I think I made like $100 for like
per person.
Per person.
Yeah.
That's
so you can crank
lot
out a
money.
Lot.
I could crank them out. And I think that's why I'm fast at what I do.
Right.
And I was just like, all right, I like this. You know? And then it went to, I met Melanie Shelley.
Okay, who is another freelance hair and makeup artist. Well, she also owns a salon here. I used to own a salon here. Yeah.
Which was an amazing salon. And Melanie had all these celebrities and stuff. And I was kind of her assistant.
Really?
And then she kept sending me out. Well, she was busy with the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, yeah.
And so she would say, hey, you got to go do Alan Jackson or you got to go do Liam Womack. Well, it just kind of trickled on
then
down.
Then you just kind of became it their just, person.
Yeah.
People always ask me, I don't know if you get this question a lot, but they'll be like, how did you get in this business? And it's always that. It's like not, you met the right person. Yeah, you really don't try. It's all about kind of who you know.
I didn't ever know I wanted to be in the music business.
Right.
It just kind of happened.
So then you started traveling with people.
Yeah.
And did you like that life?
I'm not a big travel person.
Yeah, except you do it all the time.
I'll call her and she's like in London and she's eating room service. And no experience.
I like to be home.
Yeah.
But it's fun. Body. I mean, I've had an amazing career. I've been to places that most people don't ever see.
Yeah.
So.
Did you ever have that moment where, I don't know, this is something I deal with where I might be like, oh, well, I didn't do it exactly the way that everyone else has done it. And so you compare your journey and then do you ever doubt yourself because of that? Or did you always just know that like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing and I'm going to go do it?
I just knew what I.
Yeah.
I didn't know I could actually make money doing what I was doing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're going to pay me? Well, I don't know. I think being in this business and then I'd find out, oh, that's a pretty good rate.
You
right.
know
what I mean? Or we do stuff for free too.
Yeah, at the beginning,
At the beginning, you do a lot for free. But I think I just knew that's what I wanted to do. And I think the traveling helped me not feel like I was stuck somewhere.
Yeah.
I could never do a job that's just.
And it was like every time someone started to slow down.
Somebody else would pick up. So I love that you said the part about your house. You were like, oh, we put that up against the mortgage of this place or whatever. You couldn't even pay rent the first month. Because I think that people assume if you start a business.
Oh, and I've been heard like my artists have bought me my salon. You know, know what I mean? Like,
all the rent. Yeah.
Like, no, I bought it and my house was mortgaged.
Right. But like, and so you're a successful person at that point in your life. Like, what made you be like, obviously Hunter was leaving, but you're like going to take this huge risk and do that. Like, what made you do that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
She's not an overthinker. She just
I just do it. I mean, they kind of say they pick up the pieces behind me. Hunter, Dawn, they all do. Like,
yeah.
I just have this thing and I go and then everybody has to.
And then you just make it work.
Yeah. And I get great ideas. Hunter's probably the best because she'll go, a good example. I was going to name, and we're not saying what it was. Please.
Oh, God.
I was going to name Parlor 3 something else.
Okay.
And she's in high school.
Yeah.
So Hunter's just always been.
Yeah, I'm a senior in high school at this point.
And she's like, you cannot name it that.
And my dad was like, but we already bought the LLC and, you know,
which is expensive too.
Yeah.
Very expensive. And we didn't remember. We bought the
GoDaddy account. I was like, I'm sorry. You just can't name it. We can help name it.
It's so stupid. And it's nothing. It's so tacky.
It's not, if there's anyone listening that has something similar, it's not bad. It's just not you.
It's not me. You.
And it was behind the scenes beauty.
I love how hard you're laughing.
But it didn't represent.
It makes sense. Yeah. But you're right. Like it's not as chic and like put together. Yeah.
So 17-year-old had to tell us that
represents me, my mom, and my dad. So it has me.
I've always wondered what the three was. Okay.
So I was like, we just got to think about this a little harder.
Yeah.
So it's a
collaborative.
We balance each other out because I'm good at like reeling. She has the amazing ideas.
Yeah.
Kind of like reel her in a little bit.
I love that. Well, I was going to start into it because you are successful in your own right now. You have a lifestyle fashion travel blog called hunterprimo.com. Yes. And that's your married name. So people aren't confused. But what did you learn just like always growing up with a mom who just worked so hard and hustled?
Well, it's funny because we are very different, just like personality wise.
Totally.
Yeah, I can
tell.
But
then after like kind of taking a step back, you know, 3 years into this fashion and lifestyle career that I didn't even know would be a possibility, I kind of had a lot of similarities to her in like starting my own business and just having no path or like really no one to tell me what to do. I was working in PR. And I loved it and I was good at it, but I just didn't see myself there 10 years from when I was
there.
When
I used to tell her, you don't want to really be in the music business. Like, I'm just saying, like,
it's not an easy business.
Hard. It's really hard.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, I mean, I knew like like Happily Gray and like these, some of these bloggers,
some other Nashville influencers.
Yeah, yeah, but I didn't ever think that it could be like more day to day. Like my style is a little more casual.
Right.
And I just didn't see anyone like that. And then I started to get more and more opportunities with my blog. And I was like, Mom, Dad, like, I know I went to college and I know I have this degree and I should be using it, but like, I think that I can work hard enough to make this a full time job. And my husband Cameron's a photographer. So the stars kind of just aligned on that. But
well, it was before you got married, too.
Yeah.
And she didn't
yeah.
have any bills yet. I was like, look,
if you're gonna do it, yeah.
And this, so you got 9 months. You don't have any bills.
And I did, like, I started consulting people with social media. Like, I picked up like odds and ends job just to feel like I was contributing. And then, like a year, I was. It was my full time.
And I think her getting engaged and then the wedding and all that. Mm-hmm. It was just a story to tell.
And it was cool because like within a year I had like doubled my PR salary. So I was like, okay, like, you know, this, it felt
already,
like,
that's good.
Because I'm a very like driven person. So it felt good to like have that accomplishment too.
I do think it's interesting because I always say this about my mom. She's a school principal, but she is like at the top of her game too. And she's always just hustled and worked so hard. And I didn't even think about that when I was little, but when I've grown up now, it's like, I don't really even think about doing it, but I do it all the time. So I do think you model kind of what you see.
Yeah. It's just inherently there.
Yeah.
Cause Cameron says that all the time. He's like, you don't even realize how hard you work and it inspires him because he knows things like that. And I think
when both you were little, I was gone a lot.
And both of my parents worked from home. Yeah. Like, I mean, my dad was, he's had like random jobs over there. He was a private investigator. He was a fishing guide, but he's always like, been at home and worked for himself and they've always had their own hours. And I didn't even realize that a desk job wasn't me until I tried it out. And I was like, okay, no, like I like to be my own boss and I like that kind of thing. So
I do think a lot of young girls think, oh, how cool this would be to like have, you know, have my own blog, be my own boss, but it's a lot of work. And I think that that is the part that gets misunderstood a lot about like what you do and what I do and just any sort of social media thing. So how do you think that you balance just that? Like what's your priority on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah. I mean, we're working on that every day. Like the difference for working for yourself is like it never stops, like and they're the same way with all their businesses. Like they're still dealing with, you know,
on the weekends we're
still cranking,
we're fixing things at the salon that broke or whatever.
And I feel like, you know, this entrepreneurial self-employed life is always like glamorized, but at the same time it's like if you're at a desk job, you have, you know, your tasks for that day and then you can kind of go home and
check out.
And like, that's not the case at all. So we're still working on a balance, but Cameron and I have really gotten a system down where like, if I need things from, cause he's a full-time photographer and videographer on his own. So if I need things for my blog for him, I, you know, email him the list, even though I'm sitting right next to him.
And you kind of have to get on his schedule too.
But I mean, we're still working on the weekends all the time and just trying to figure it out, especially with the baby on the way.
Which congratulations, by the way. Well, it is kind of cool that you now have this story to tell because I read on your website, it was that you started the blog basically as a way to tell kind of y'all's engagement story.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, what a good way to like be able to put everything in one place for family and friends to see. So was that the first thing you did? And then you were like, oh, I kind of like this.
Yeah. I was a journalism major at Ole Miss and I had a website just from college. And then I was still living with them at the time. And I like sat at their kitchen table one day and he proposed in Italy and he had all these amazing photos and Cameron isn't the best at like self promotion. So I was like, I'm putting your photos on my website. Cause these are great. And we like wrote about our travels and I really enjoyed it, but like never in a million years did
I
think.
You're such a great writer too.
I've always enjoyed
always
writing.
Loved writing since she was a little girl.
And that was one thing like working in PR that I thought I'd do more of like creative writing and like, you know, in my college journalism classes, I had a lot of that. So I really started to miss that creative outlet.
Yeah,
so that's why I started it. And then people were like, oh, where's your, I mean, I think just with what my mom did growing up, people always asked makeup and lifestyle and fashion things. So I kind of just started like organically sharing that with no idea what it could be. And then probably like 6 months later, I was like, okay, like kinda I started like getting random boutiques wanting to work together and things like that. So
did it start with like local people reaching out?
Yeah. Was, I think like Blush Boutiques.
Yeah, Blush. You were going shopping forever.
I was like, okay, cool. This is fun. And then it got...
Well, it saved some money finally. Like
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And then it became more paid collaborations and people like... The coolest part was like these boutiques and like crystallized jewelry, like telling me how much like business they saw from my audience.
From your stuff.
So I really like started to feel more fulfilled in it.
I think that that's also a huge thing with influencers is, you know, there can be some people who have, it's a huge, huge, huge followings, but it's really engagement that matters. And I think brands are starting to figure that out too, is just like, what is your actual engagement like? So how do you stay authentic? Because I think something that's so oversaturated, I know that I try to stay away from, but like, you know, you see these people who will go on a show or something and then they do every collaboration that comes their way and you know they're being paid.
Oh, yeah.
So like, how are you staying authentic to your style and who you are and your brand?
I think because I didn't start it initially like to make money, I didn't have any issue saying that's not a good fit at all. And I've just kind of stuck with that. Cameron's also a really good one. I'll be like, hey, does this... like I'm questioning this, and usually if I'm questioning it, like he's like, that doesn't feel like something you would post. And some of them are amazing brands. Like I was listening to Gal Meets Glam. She had a podcast, and it was about just because you use something, like you may use this laundry detergent every day of your life and like genuinely mean it and love it, but like that doesn't mean it's a good fit for your brand, which that's is kind of always like stuck with me. Because I would get, you know, if some brand reached out that's the hand soap I use, you're like, oh, it kind of triggers like, oh, I love that.
But because
you
use it.
Yeah, exactly. So I've kind of like always had that.
You've stayed really true to like, she's told me things like been offered a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I love that about Hunter because she's like, it's not me.
Right.
And that's kind of how I've always been.
Right.
But it's paid off.
I didn't
that
work.
I have,
but it's kind of like me. I didn't work with somebody just because who they were. Like,
exactly. You just knew what your style
with
was.
And I didn't. Mm-hmm. We didn't. I didn't work with them again. Yeah. I care who they were.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't listen to country music growing up. I listened to rap.
Yeah. You're like, I don't care where you are. Same, by the way. You know, I'm like hip hop all the way.
She only did Carrie's makeup for the first time because I watched American Idol.
Yeah. So I have to say thanks to Hunter a lot for putting me with Carrie.
So basically, Hunter is like your business consultant.
Exactly. Hunter was 11 years old, and I was like, they called me for, it was when she was on Idol.
Yeah.
She had just won.
Oh, she just won. And she goes, I said, they call me from that girl that you love on Idol. And I was like, she goes, oh my gosh, mommy, you have to do it. I was like, Hunter, I have Alan Jackson. I have all these people this week and I can't turn them down. Well, it ended up, I could do her the last day and she was doing the Opry. And I actually had to go get her ready and leave.
That's hilarious.
And
then like it worked out. Like
60 dates
like,
or something.
And then I was like, oh, she was so shy. And I was just like, I did it to get an autograph for Hunter. That's the only I didn't
care. And now
care.
It's like the only
and
person
then I'm
you
like,
work with.
3 months later, they called me and they're like, yeah, we'd like to put you on hold for like 45 days or something.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Wait, yeah. Wow. Ends so, up paying
and
off.
And it's, I mean, it's been 15 years later.
I think it is so good though to remember, because that short fix right there of that check or that money or whatever it is that's going to make your business grow, especially when you work for yourself, is so enticing, you know? So, but you really feel like it's made your brand to be authentic to you.
Yeah. And now I feel like it's paid off because I'm getting these longer term partnerships that are bigger than I even dreamed of at this point. But it's because, you know, that brand saw the influence that my audience that I had on my audience for that one particular campaign. So I really think in the long run, it is 1,000% worth
it. It's kind of funny. I've just told you this story, but yesterday I'm at the salon and like four girls have these shoes on that like I didn't order, but I meant to order. And they were
that Hunter had posted.
Yeah. It's like, it's kind of crazy to think of the influence.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't even order those, and all these girls have had them on. They're like,
and I'm
under
not,
influence.
I'm not naturally like a super salesy person.
You're not at all.
And so I think that it works because people know, like, I'm not going to, if I'm not, I don't like it, I'm not going to talk about it.
You're just talking about stuff you like. Yeah. I told Hunter, she's been recently redoing a house, or he just moved into a new house, and I'm making one of my rooms in my house a closet. So I keep being like, let me just go see what Hunter did.
I got to send you what we did
ideas.
Recently.
Yeah. Perfect. What do you think the biggest obstacle, you both can answer this, but what do you think the biggest obstacle to working for yourself is?
Knowing when
to stop. I mean,
or like also when to let go of things. Like,
okay. What do you mean?
Like, I'm not great at accounting. And for the longest time, I just tried to like do that on my own. Cause I thought I can learn this, or even like something is different as like, I'm not very good at Pinterest. And I hired someone to manage my Pinterest account. And like, she got me from, you know, 100,000 views to 4.6 million views.
Wow.
And I'm like, that was like so representative of things that I just need to like hire out and let go of. And I feel like you're the same
way. I'm exact same way, probably.
What do you mean?
I'm just, I like to do it myself.
Me too. Yeah.
I'll second guess if I give it to somebody else.
Yeah. I have an amazing like management team.
Like I feel like for the longest time, she didn't even have like management. No. Like she would just
My salon just ran. I don't know how I did, but it
But then
did.
Don't you feel like stuff just falls through the cracks? Like I'm realizing this now. I'm like, I'm losing so much and letting so much go because I'm trying to manage and overmanage it all.
And that's what would happen. But when I finally got like, I have a management team of seven now. And I'm like, oh gosh, they're going to do things? Like, wait, you're going to do that? Okay. But it's me letting letting go. Like, okay. And then I've got a great business manager now. Right. I'm trying to do all that. Don paid the bills.
Like, if it's not in your zone of genius, letting someone else do it.
So knowing what your strengths are and knowing what your weaknesses are. Absolutely. How did you get to the point of finally being like, I'm going to hire a manager or whatever it was? Like, what was the breaking point for you?
Oh, gosh. I've had a few breaking points.
I'm asking for me. Really? What was it?
Of course, me. I started way too much. Like,
yes.
I probably put a lot on myself.
Okay.
But I like to be busy.
Yeah.
She
likes projects.
I like projects.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what made it just like, it's time. Like, I think it just hit you.
It was like super obvious.
Okay, we need help.
And like her manager, Sarah Beth, was a stylist at Parlor 3. So it's someone that she already knew and trusted. Okay. And like,
so it was an easy transition.
Yeah, but then she stopped doing hair. And so she's like my full-time manager. And then we put together this management team and I have like the best people. And it's just kind of like kind of crazy because I would be the ones there on the weekends or whatever. But now they're like, no.
Yeah.
We already handled that. Or I'm like,
and it took you a long time.
It did. It took me probably, a long time.
It's always so nice to talk to people when they're on the other side of the crazy and you're like, oh yeah, I'm so chill. But like in it, you know that feeling when you're just like, it just never stops, you know?
I opened Parlor 3 and literally had to open the doors and go on the road for three weeks.
Yeah. Oh my God.
When I opened this one.
I forgot about that.
Do you remember
who ran?
I don't.
You're like, I don't even know how this works.
I don't know. Everybody's always said that I have just angels over me. Like,
truly, because it is one of the most successful salons in Nashville now. So that is like crazy to think about.
I think it's because, I always say, like, I look at my business as this family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Parlor 3 is three of us.
Yeah.
I just don't treat it like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Like, she's never paid a dime for any sort of marketing or...
Right.
I didn't do any of that.
Like, she didn't even have branding until last year. Like, I was like, it's time to, you know. But, like, the focus has always been on the people who are there and not necessarily, like, attract... Because it's always been very busy just because of her name. But, like, it's always been focused on the people there, the employees there. And if you're in it, you get it. And if not, you're kind of like, oh, wait, what are all these businesses? Or
it is kind of confusing. But it's like... If you're in my bit, you kind of like, oh, wow.
You totally get it.
I mean, my staff, they're so happy, you know, but it took a long time to get there, too.
Yeah.
Don't, like,
well, it's been 10 years in the making.
Yeah.
I feel like the past four or five years has been
probably the best it's ever been.
Yeah.
It's like more of a community now.
It's a community, and everybody, like, somebody's, like, getting married. It's like, it's family.
Yeah.
And I just think that. I mean, I do think there's angels over me because I didn't have a manager. I think of the times that I'm going, oh my gosh, how did we get through that?
But don't you think, it's kind of like what we were just saying, if you stay true to yourself, but don't you think when it's aligned with who you are supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing, it just figures itself out?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think Hunter's a lot like me too. I'm a giver.
Yeah.
And I like to take care. Like, I do stuff all the time. Like, people don't even know what I do for people, but it's also like, I want that to come out of my business too.
Yeah.
You know
makes
what I
sense.
Mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want that to be known. Like, when you're at my salon, it's not stuffy. I want you to feel like you're at home.
Right.
You know?
And yeah.
And it's a fine line because it started with her being a celebrity hair makeup artist. So people have that impression of like, oh, I bet that place is so expensive.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's like hoity-toity.
Yeah. And like Parlor 3 employees, like they're like the biggest like hodgepodge of people and so all different backgrounds and ethnicities. And
like if somebody walks in, but they do think that sometimes because they're coming in, oh, that's only celebrities go there or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not that way. Like when they walk in, they're going to get greeted by Kathleen and just be like, she's going to be your best friend before you.
Right. Or there was like some impression that like you only hired blondes for a while.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then you walk in, like everyone's like tatted up.
And, yeah. And it's so not that. It's like, it's a variety of everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we have more brunettes now than we have blondes.
Yeah.
So don't judge the book by its cover.
Exactly.
They were telling girls in beauty school that, like, oh, she only hires blondes.
Yeah, they're like, don't even try at Parlor 3.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, I've definitely heard stay true to yourself and just kind of own who you are. Is there any other advice you would give to any, you know, even just like young girls wanting to find their own path? And if it's starting your own business or just figuring out like how to stay in your own lane, is there anything else that you guys, that comes to mind about your journeys?
Oh, gosh.
Mine would just be like, if you have to force it, probably isn't right. Like,
okay.
Even if you're starting a blog, like, you know, I get girls all the time who reach out to me wanting to start a blog and they feel like they need to post certain clothes or mm-hmm. certain brands. And there's a million of those people out there. So it's like, yeah. if you have something unique that's like your own talent, like do, like if you know, like I think about Papa, like her dad is a beekeeper. I'm like, if your family's into beekeeping, like talk
right about
that.
Beekeeping.
You know,
yeah.
like what you know.
Yeah, that's a great
idea. I feel like a lot of people always like force what they feel like they should be doing when in reality, like they would make more of an impact if it was just like what was true to them.
Well, and also it's so oversaturated now that if you're just following in someone else's footsteps, it's probably not going to mm-hmm. make the impact you're looking for. Yeah. That's a really good piece of advice. What do you think, Melissa?
I just think in our business.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying like a lot of girls come to me and go, I want to do celebrities and do what you're doing and all yeah. that stuff. But it's like one thing about me, I stay true to who I'm with. You know what I mean? Like,
you're loyal.
I'm loyal.
Yeah.
Whatever's said in that room stays in that room. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Always.
Which matters.
Which
big
that
time.
Could be in any business.
Yeah.
I don't care if yeah. it's a celebrity or not, but you should carry that through. Like,
yeah.
I think that's, I feel very confident of that.
Yeah.
Be true to yourself, but also be true to your, who you're with.
You know what I said about you too today? I was actually getting my hair done with my hairstylist, and I was talking about you, and I said, you know what has always been so nice about you to me is I always felt really welcomed into the business from you, which is not, you've been in the business longer than me.
Yeah.
And that's not how it goes.
It doesn't.
You know, there's a lot of, I used to call them the old crusties. Unfortunately, now I'm an old crusty, but
I'm really one. I mean,
when you've been in the business for as long as both of us has, it's like you definitely are a little jaded and there's a couple, you know, but like I always try to keep that in mind with the young people coming in because it felt like shit when people were really rude. And I always felt very welcomed by you. And also, like you were so confident in your clients and who, you know, your people are loyal to you too, that I wasn't a threat to you.
No.
And that's really important, I think, because there's a space for everyone. And like, everyone has their lane. You know, we all have our different styles, and that's why you work with the clients you work with.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
like
that's
huge. You
never
huge. Worried about
I never
who anybody
worried.
Else
I was never,
doing.
I was never competitive with people. Yeah. were competitive with me, but
yes.
I was never competitive. Like, I don't have that in my body.
You didn't even have time to do other people. So it's like,
no,
yeah.
I just did what I did.
Yeah.
And I wasn't one that went out after I had a family at home. Like, I
right.
was young when I had Hunter. I was
right.
20 years old. So it's like, I don't know. I lost my thought.
Well, it's kind of like just cheer people on.
No,
yeah.
cheer
there's
on.
Space
I mean,
for
I've always
everybody.
Said that with everybody. I'm like, yeah. cheer them on. Like, there's enough hair. There's enough influence. Like,
right.
And
in
I
the world,
don't think
like,
people realize, like, how hard, like, a lot of her, like, newer stylists, you know, just immediately want to work
oh,
with
yeah,
celebrities and this and that. And she always has to, like, reel them back in and be like, I worked for years
to get
you
the right
don't start working for Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
No, and I explain that to people too. Like, it's harder in this day and time to get artists. Like, I'm trying
right.
to explain that. If you do hair and makeup, go to beauty school, get your license,
mm-hmm.
or do a skin or something, because it's not, we do have a lot of work.
Right.
But it's coming now to where the artists aren't paying as much as they used to. Back in, do you see what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it's like
the newer artists.
The newer artists,
they don't have the budgets.
Right.
And
budgets are not what they used to be by any means.
By any means.
Right.
So then I'm like, I've got half of my staff. They're like, we want to do freelance. I'm like, well, good luck. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, even
or
me.
Or find something to supplement, too.
Yeah, you need the supplement.
Because like, you're encouraging. You always tell them to do it, but just
actually, like, maybe you want to still do the salon.
But you still got to have that extra, because I remember, like, one time I'd be like, I have nothing for a month.
Right.
I mean, that would happen to me.
Which is the same in our industry,
totally.
Too.
Totally.
So it's kind of like, you just got to have that. Be open to many things. I mean, yeah. Look at me. I do art on the side.
We all do. Which I do want to talk about, too. I just realized you guys' jobs are like the perfect match of all of my jobs. Y'all, it's like I'm the summary of both of y'all.
It's really.
That is funny.
Well, so speaking of kind of building girls up, I think it's so cool that you guys are as close as you are. And I mean, y'all are like best friends and are always hanging out. So like, let's give some people the tips on fun stuff to do about around Nashville. We were talking earlier. Y'all were at the new place on Charlotte, right?
L&L Market. Yeah.
L&L Market.
She's hosting my baby shower at a collective co-working space there.
Oh, cool.
So we were checking out.
We went with Landon Store.
And Happily Gray, Mary Store. It's
These
so
are some
cute.
Other influencers in Nashville who have amazing blogs, and they've both started stores,
and
which
so,
is awesome.
It's so like surreal, honestly, for me to see that. Like, they have successful brick and mortar stores.
Right.
Like, because you see a lot of influencers start online, but like, it's really cool to see.
Brick and mortar is hard these days.
But
everyone does
like
everything online.
Everybody needs that. You're an influencer, but you need that next thing.
It's super encouraging to like look forward to.
It's something cool to look forward to, that next thing that you have or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So that place is called L&L Marketplace. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're coming to visit Nashville, that's a really cool place to go visit. I think it's a good place to get a little taste of Nashville, right?
It's almost like, have you been to the factory in Franklin?
Yeah, that's another good one.
A modern factory. Yeah. You know, it's like that kind of set up.
It's got Five Daughters in there, the milkshake bar.
Okay, well, all of these are amazing. Yes.
Honest Coffee's in there.
Yum.
They had a popcorn place.
And they're
clearly, I'm on the food chain.
You're pregnant?
So
yeah.
Because you used to not be that way. I know.
She's like, I'm pregnant.
About how I eat. But now she's like, let's go to Chick-fil-A. I'm like, really? Who are you?
Hey, you got to do what you got to do right now. You're eating for two.
I'm kind of regretting not letting you get a milkshake now. She wanted to share one. And I was like, I should have gotten
There you go. Tried. You can always go back. What else? What else do you guys like to do? Do y'all have any favorite restaurants?
I like to go to brunch. Lunch.
Yeah.
I took her on a hike the other day.
Where did you go hike?
We went to Radnor.
Okay.
She's laughing because I don't work out or do anything.
And you're like the tiniest human I've ever seen.
But I don't. And so she's like, hey, you're
just trying to get her a little healthier.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting healthier.
Yeah.
A little bit. It takes a while. But she's more like the mom most of the time.
I know.
Like trying to like reel me in.
But we like to, I mean, honestly, we just like to shop together.
We shop
a lot of shopping.
But I enjoy just like when we go for the, like today we were doing the baby shower stuff and we just hung out and
just kind of walking around.
But we also now live like 6 minutes apart. So we're either at her house or they'll come by our house.
Every night they're like, y'all want to go to dinner? And then Cameron's parents live 6 minutes the other way.
Oh my gosh, so it's like a huge family affair.
Yeah, so when the baby comes, it'll be kind of nice to have, you know, the parents.
When are you due, Hunter?
June
24th. Oh my gosh, it's getting excited. I love, if you guys are interested in pregnancy stuff or nursery building, you can go check out all of that stuff. Hunter's been really good about documenting all of that on hunterprimo.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your Instagram handle?
It's just at hunterprimo.
At hunterprimo. So yeah, I mean, speaking of shopping, if you want to do some shopping clothes-wise.
We got you covered there.
She's definitely got you, Hunter. I mean, Hunter's style, I would describe you as like a bohemian kind of free spirit with a little edge though.
For sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. Little Western flair in there.
Yeah, it's very Nashville. I feel like your blog is a very good summary of a good Nashville style.
Thank you.
I like hers too because she does affordable stuff, but there might be some expensive pieces in there. But you're pretty true to everybody. Could buy something
right.
for what you talk about or whatever.
Yeah, the mix and match of the highs, lows. Mm-hmm. And then also speaking of shopping, if people, I mean, Melissa, another job Melissa does. She's an amazing painter. So you actually did some art for my office, which I've posted about before. And then I'm going to post again a picture of three of us in front of your painting in my office. But where can people find it? Because it got picked up by a couple places, right?
So, yeah, it's kind of weird. Random. I was doing backdrops for hair pictures.
So I do the social media for Parlor 3. And I was like, Mom, we need some backdrops. She's like, and I was sending her like ones to order, and she's like, oh, I can make something better than that. And so she started making
them.
You're just like creative through and through.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'll never forget though when I did it. Like when I do something, like it happens. It's like if I've got some days off, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be that like I'll go that night or right then and talk about it. And I ran to Michael's and I bought like 10 canvas, those giant canvas.
Yeah.
And my mom and I put in my house. In my dining room,
just started going to town.
Just painting.
Didn't shower for 2 days.
Wow.
And just
wow.
painted. Don has a picture of that, remember? And it's like, he did a thing of Picasso and me, and I'm like, I looked like, it was bad.
Like a side-by-side? Yes. That's amazing.
But it just started, and then I sold them at part, like people wanted them. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, whatever. And then the buyer for Kirkland's is a customer at my salon.
Oh my
she
God.
Goes, whose art is this? I'm like,
Me?
What do you want?
I had an off weekend.
And so, I mean, I enjoy art, though. That's my outlet, though.
Well, I mean, you do makeup, which everyone, you know, has always said to me, it's kind of like you're a painter because you really do look at it. It's like a canvas.
It's canvas, the colors. I love to mix.
Yep. Contouring, all of it.
I just turn my phone off and I'll just. It's usually it's in the garage. In my garage, you don't want to go up my
garage. It's my half poor husband fishing. Glitter. He's just, my dad likes to fish and hunt, and then half glitter.
That's like the very explosion. Two opposite ends of the scale.
My poor husband went fishing one day, and he went through his rod, and when he did, gold glitter.
I didn't know that.
I hope he was by himself and not with a bunch of dudes.
No, he wasn't. His buddy
the
was
guys
like,
are
dude,
like,
you got gold glitter flying out. On your... I was like, I'm sorry.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Cameron always laughs every time she comes over. She just leaves a trail
I'd
of glitter.
I leave a trail
of glitter. We're not sure where.
You're just
where
literally exploding glitter at all times.
That's where it started, and it's just fun, but like I have them at Parlor 3 where you can... buy them.
Okay. Is there a website?
No.
Hunter, you need to get
still,
on that for
they're
her.
They're still on the Kirkland's website.
Okay.
So Kirkland's
sold
website.
Out. Oh, they sold out.
But I think we're going to redo... I'm talking to Kirkland's again, so hopefully we'll do another.
And don't you post about this on your social media, though, a lot? So if you do some updates... And what is your handle on social media?
Is it just...
She has to look at Hunter and ask her.
I don't know.
You're going to have to spell your last name, though. It's Melissa Schleicher, but it's... Can you spell that for us?
S-C-H-L-E-I-C-H-E-R.
Okay.
I went from Schleicher to Primo. It was a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
I went from White to Schleicher.
Oh, man.
Primo. Not Primo.
Now you're a Primo, too.
No, it's like, yeah. So.
That's hilarious.
Well, I love you guys. Thank y'all for being here. This is so fun. You guys check out both Hunter and Melissa, and also be on the lookout for Melissa's paintings coming back soon. And if you want to spend some money, go shop Hunter's Cloth.
So true.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
For
bye.
This is Kelly Henderson, and you've been listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. I truly believe that every one of us has a little velvet and a little edge. So it's so important to remember that to be strong, you must be soft too. Thank you so much for sharing in those stories with me. You can follow Velvet's Edge on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as velvetsedge.com. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me every Wednesday for more conversations on lifestyle, beauty, and relationships. Thanks for listening.